And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday Eve morning, and we hope you are having a good day. Currently 58 degrees outside. We're going to have another beautiful day here in the SCK. We'll have a high of 70 for today, pretty much a carbon copy of yesterday. And joining us in studio this morning from Coffeeville's Reawakening is Denise Shark. And Denise, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle. Pretty good.
All right. It's good to have you in studio this morning. A few things going on, and we'll go ahead and start it off with the Midland Theater and the summer outdoor movie schedule. Do we have a schedule now?
We have a schedule. Oh, we don't have movies. So
okay.
Starting in June through October is going to be the third Friday of every month. So I didn't write down those dates, but just the third Friday. We'll have them for you later. And hopefully this summer we're going to be able to add some more activities like we were doing the year before, you know, that we kind of didn't do last year because of COVID, but this year. So kind of look forward to activities along with the movies. And so this year we're asking for help to pick what movies, you know, we're going to show. So go out on our face to the Midland or Coffeeville's Reawakening Facebook page. We're going to have some giveaways. Give us some suggestions for movies. Community State is sponsoring it again, as they have over the last couple years. And Dylan Oder, who is usually at our outdoor movie nights, has suggested a few, like Star Wars, Jumanji, Hook, League of Your Own, Superman, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Toy Story. So, you know, we want all the suggestions we can get. So if you want any of those, let us know. I mean, so you're going to get to pick this year.
All right. So that'd be a lot of fun. So be sure to go ahead and head on over there and suggest. But speaking of movies, we got a premiere coming up here pretty soon, actually within the next month or so.
Yes. Death Alley. It's going to premiere June 4th, 5th, and 6th. Tickets are online now, and also they're available at the Chamber. So stop in either place, or you can even come to Coffeeville's Reawakening. I can help you get them purchased online if you want to do it that way. But there's going to be activities before, so come a little bit early. We've got, you know, concessions are going to be available, and this is at the Phil Kinley High School Auditorium and not the Midland Theater. So, you know, I don't want anybody to get confused because the Midland's sponsoring this at we're open for business. So,
all right. So, of course, Death Alley, again, that premiere happening on the,
it's Friday, June 4th.
4th, 5th, and 6th,
yes.
Correct. So,
yep.
There'll be three showings.
Right, and Sunday afternoon. So, we are selling a limited amount of tickets. You know, there's only going to be 200 per show. So, make sure that you get online and get yours bought. I wouldn't wait for the last minute, and that way we'll know, you know, how many we've got coming.
Absolutely. And also, I was about to say about the newsletter, talk more about the Midland newsletter.
Yeah, newsletter will be, we've been doing it quarterly, and it will be out next week. And Cindy Price, Lisa Sheck, there's a few people working on it, have done an outstanding job on this. So you'll be able to look at it on our Facebook page or the website. But if you want to subscribe and just automatically get it, you can subscribe with your email on the Facebook page, so make sure that you do that. And, you know, there's always articles and pictures and just things of interest to keep you up to date with what is going on at the Midland.
All right. So, got some good stuff going on there. Also, there's an announcement, and it looks like we have a postponement for something right here.
Oh, okay. Well, so that was the small business startup that we were going to have tomorrow. It's been postponed until the fall, so we don't have a date yet on that one. So, yeah, it just didn't work out for this week. So we will be letting people know about that later on.
However, there is a Union Pacific Park update.
There is. So we're on track for the July opening, we hope. And Debbie Smith from J&L, she's been working. If you've noticed, there's already some landscaping over there, and she's had a little bit of help from some of the members of the Coffeeville Garden Club. Donna Chambers and Barb Nelson, Nan Lynn all went over and helped plant some of the pots. I know Debbie's resourcing some trees for us and just other things that we're going to be putting in there. Mike DeRosa should be starting on the painting next week, weather permitting. So you, that'll start showing up and just to kind of refresh some of the buildings on the alley and back behind the mural. And then the fencing, we don't have a date yet. I know it's in the works. It's out for powder coat, and we should have an ETA soon on when that's going to start going in. So, you know, look forward to that. And then I wanted to mention some of the things that are going on downtown this weekend. I mean, last weekend, I came through there, the Coffeyville Marketplace. There was probably 20, 25 vendors set up, so it looked like there was quite a bit going on. So they'll be open again this Saturday. And then don't forget that Senior 2021 Cruise Night is this Saturday. And, of course, Dalt Museum, Brown Mansion is always open. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed, well, downtown this past week, there's been a new business that's been opened up. That's at 127 West 9th. It's Jumping Land. It's a arcade with bouncy house for kids and everything. I think they're going to have a ribbon cutting here shortly, maybe Friday or early next week. But it's just another thing for downtown to make sure you come and visit and stick around for a while.
Absolutely. My kids would love that kind of place then. So.
I mean, there were some reviews on Facebook. It looked great. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a lot of things going on inside. So I wanted to check it out, but I think I need to take a grandkid or somebody with me so it doesn't look too bad. But and then also dining downtown, you know, Sunflower was open. For breakfast, started opening for breakfast, and they said Sunday it was phenomenal. She called it a good train wreck. I think there was more people than what they expected, but that's always a good sign. And then they're not open Saturday, so Saturday if you need breakfast, go to Terabith. But you know, you always have the Flying Pig, Lanning's, and the Yolk for lunch and dinner. So there's stuff to eat and things to do downtown. So
absolutely.
Make sure you make it.
And there's some neighborhood kind of upgrades going on with the garden, correct?
There are. The first harvest baskets came out this past week. I got mine. You know, it's kind of limited in what they're growing right now. I think I had some onions and radishes in them, but that started, and there's a lot of plantings going on. Things are coming up. I hear good things about it. So Joby says she'll start having produce at the Coffeyville Market as soon as everything is ready to go. So I think it takes a while to grow these things.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then they do have a few grants out there waiting to hear about that's going to just add more things to the orchard and the gardening. So it's always good to get those grants to help you along.
Absolutely. They definitely help out quite a bit. And, of course, if anybody wants to know anything more about what we've been talking about today, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, Facebook pages for the Midland Coffeyville Reawakening Fresh Start Youth Program. They got a Facebook page too, or a website. Or you can just go to ilovecoffeyville.com and click on Coffeyville Reawakening. It takes you to all these organizations and links to the Facebook and everything.
The so, one-stop shop, as
one
we like to call
shop.
It.
Absolutely. So. That way you don't have to remember too much.
All right. So that is ilovecoffeyville.com. Head on over there and check that out. So, it's got all the links, like she said, for Coffeyville's Reawakening, Midland Theater, just all those pertinent ones that we need to know
Chamber,
about.
Chamber, City, CACF. Don't forget.
Yes.
Forget that.
So. All right. Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. We will talk to you again, same bat time, same bat channel, next Thursday.
Thank you, Kyle. Go vote for your favorite movie, too.
Absolutely. I will definitely be doing that because you know me about movies. So,
yep.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open line taking your calls today. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, give away, or if you'd like to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day, you can do that as well. It's already up on our Facebook page. Go ahead and head on over there and vote. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.